Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday evening, September 29th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of finance news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is Lexeria Bioscience Corp. announces closing of $4 million registered direct offering priced at the market under NASDAQ rules. Lexeria Bioscience Corp. has closed a $4.0 million registered direct offering priced at the market under NASDAQ rules. The offering included 2,666,667 shares of common stock at $1.50 per share, along with unregistered warrants to purchase up to 2,666,667 shares of common stock. The CEO, Richard Christopher, stated that this financing will provide optionality for the company's 2026 R&D and business development plans. H.C. Wainwright & Co. acted as the exclusive placement agent for the offering, with gross proceeds of approximately $4 million. The company intends to use the net proceeds for working capital and general corporate purposes. Lexeria's Dehydratech drug delivery platform technology aims to improve drug absorption and effectiveness. Forward-looking statements in the press release caution investors about potential risks and uncertainties.
Silver X Mining completes private placements, raising total gross proceeds of $21.5 million. Silver X Mining Corp. has completed private placements, raising a total of $21.5 million Canadian dollars. The bought deal private placement resulted in $16 million Canadian dollars, with the full exercise of the underwriter's overallotment option. Additionally, a non-brokered private placement raised $5.5 million Canadian dollars. This financing milestone allows Silver X to advance growth plans in Peru with the potential to become one of the fastest-growing silver producers in South America. Each unit sold includes a common share and a warrant. The net proceeds will be used for exploration, resource conversion, and production scale. The underwriters received cash fees and non-transferable common share purchase warrants for their services. Completion of the offerings is subject to final approval. For more information, visit Silver X Mining Corp.'s website. MPWR announces pre-IPO investment round. MPWR, a mobile-first fintech innovator, has launched its first U.S. investment opportunity, attracting early investor attention. The company aims to empower 1.1 billion underbanked and 1.4 billion micro-entrepreneurs worldwide through a mobile-first ecosystem. Each affordable smartphone comes bundled with financial and digital services, including a digital wallet, remittances, microloans, and access to live TV and educational tools. The platform utilizes AI-driven credit scoring and the MPR utility token for seamless payments and rewards. CEO Oscar Rojas is excited about the early momentum in this round, offering accredited investors a chance to be part of a platform designed for profitability and global social impact. To participate, visit invest.themwr.com. Ancorado announces new hires to enhance capital markets and advisor support. Ancorado, a third-party money manager specializing in structured note strategies, has welcomed new hires to their team. Patrick LeBlanc and Andrew Burghart join as vice presidents of capital markets, covering different regions. Thomas Monaghan has been appointed as advisor concierge to streamline the advisor experience. Additionally, industry veteran Joanna Vinetch will assist with national account services. These new team members bring decades of experience in distribution, advisor support, and industry leadership, reinforcing Ancorado's commitment to providing exceptional service and trusted relationships. Ancorado offers innovative strategies using structured notes to financial advisors, aiming to expand access and provide personalized support. Learn more about Ancorado's unique investment process and strategies at their website. Bayfirst Financial announces exit from SBA 7A business and $103 million loan sale. Bayfirst Financial Corp., parent company of BayFirst National Bank, has announced plans to exit the SBA 7(a) lending business and sell $103 million of SBA 7(a) loan balances to Banesco USA. This move comes as part of a strategic review to de-risk the balance sheet and position the company for long-term growth. The loans will be sold at 97% of retained balances, with Banesco USA assuming servicing of the loans. Banesco USA will also purchase the servicing rights associated with the loans. This transaction is expected to close in the fourth quarter of this year. Banesco USA, an independent bank with over $5 billion in assets, sees this acquisition as an opportunity to expand its small business lending capabilities nationally.
Mining news breaks. LaFleur Minerals Inc., OTQB, LFLRF, FSC 3DUK0. Featured in Network Newswire editorial on soaring gold prices and emerging producers. LaFleur Minerals Inc., featured in a Network Newswire editorial, is well positioned as gold prices soar above $3,500 an ounce. With a fully permitted gold mill and projects in Canada's productive mining region, LaFleur offers a valuable investment opportunity for those looking to benefit from the current market conditions. The company's focus on district-scale gold projects in Quebec demonstrates its commitment to long-term value creation. Investors can learn more about LaFleur Minerals by visiting their newsroom. Network news breaks. Favo Capital, OTFA, appoints Dr. Wael Barsoom as independent director. Favo Capital, a diversified financial company, has appointed Dr. Wael Barsoom as an independent director. With a background as the former president and CEO of Cleveland Clinic Florida, Barsoom brings extensive experience in healthcare innovation and governance. Sean Quinn, president of Favo Capital, emphasized the importance of Barsoom's appointment in guiding the company's future. Favo Capital operates in financial services and real estate, providing alternative funding solutions to businesses. Headquartered in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, Favo Capital prioritizes financial transparency, sustainable growth, and long-term value creation for shareholders.
Royalty Management Holding Corporation reminds shareholders of upcoming Q3 quarterly cash dividend. Royalty Management Holding Corporation is reminding its shareholders about the upcoming Q3 quarterly cash dividend. Shareholders of record on September 30, 2025, will receive the quarterly dividend of 0.25 cents per share. The dividend will be paid on October 10, 2025. This is part of a series of quarterly dividends declared by the Board of Directors earlier this year. The company's focus is on revenue and cash flow growth, returning capital to shareholders through dividends and stock repurchases. Royalty Management Holding Corporation is a royalty company acquiring high-value assets to benefit shareholders and communities. For more information, visit www.royaltymgmtcorp.com.
Investor news breaks. Silvercorp Metals Inc., SVM, NYSE American, SVM, approves all matters at annual general meeting. Silvercorp Metals Inc., listed on the TSX NYSE American under the ticker symbol SVM, announced that all matters at its annual general meeting were approved by the majority of votes. Over 108 million common shares, representing 49.5% of outstanding shares, were present at the meeting. Silvercorp is a Canadian mining company focused on producing silver, gold, lead, and zinc, with a strategy to create shareholder value through cash flow, growth, M&A, and responsible mining practices. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link. Solid GDP data causes gold to lose some gains. Gold retreated slightly on Thursday after revised data on the GDP of the U.S. for Q2 revealed the economy was more solid than initially reported. U.S. GDP exhibited 3.8% growth year-on-year for Q2 of this year, higher than the 3.5% analysts had expected. Concerns about mass firings are acting as a tailwind for safe haven gold. Companies like GEMXX Corp., involved in extracting gold and making consumer goods, will be monitoring the developing situation. For the latest news and updates on GEMXX Corp., visit the company's newsroom. Rocks and Stocks provides insights into the mining industry and offers tailored corporate communications solutions to reach a wide audience of investors, influencers, and consumers. Sologenics Inc., NASDAQ SNGX, advances psoriasis trial with encouraging patient results, market potential. Sologenics Inc., listed on NASDAQ as SNGX, is making strides in the treatment of psoriasis with their therapeutic option, SGX-302. The company's Phase 2A clinical trial aims to assess the safety and biological activity of SGX-302 in patients with mild to moderate psoriasis. With positive results already seen in earlier studies, Sologenics is positioning itself to expand its presence in dermatology. Psoriasis affects millions worldwide, and new treatments like SGX-302 are eagerly anticipated by both the medical and investor communities. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.